Dan sé que te estamos cantando a un guante fan huericicaso ya en Ecua.
Dallas Wascat Nitsigason.
And you're listening to another episode of the Cree Chatter Hour. I hope you guys all had a good week. It's been some beautiful fall like weather outside. Way we eat the mic. You can almost say Katakwa Kinsano.
Hey, Tapwe. The weather is so wonderful outside. We're getting really excited for Halloween, that's coming up, so my kids have
It's still about 2 months away.
But yeah, Halloween starts pretty early in our house, and I noticed my kids have been watching Halloween videos, stuff on TikTok, so it's really exciting that, the summer has come and gone, the wigimagan.
Speaking of that, though, we want to send some prayers over to the west and the north of us, to our relatives experiencing those pretty intense fires that are happening. You know, a lot of our indigenous communities are being affected by that as well. And some of the things that you see online are like, it's almost unreal that we live in times like this. I can honestly say when I was younger, I don't remember there being fires like this or where it was so bad in the summertime where you could see smoke in the air. Kiachi.
Moya, you know, we have experienced these fires like over the years and
but what about when you were young?
When I was young, nope, never.
I don't remember that, right? Nope, it has to have something to do with global warming.
It has to be.
And all of that, because the weather's changing. I was just telling Dallas the other day there, we had a couple of really rainy days here. And I was like, you know what? I remember rain like this for the time I lived in British Columbia, that's the way it rained. I don't remember it raining like that here. In the plains and the prairies here in Alberta, and I thought that was a little odd, but it goes to show how things change over time. Again, we want to send some prayers over there. I know there's a lot of evacuees in Edmonton at the moment too, and I do believe there's going to be a comedy show I think this weekend for the evacuees from the north, and that'll be held at the River Cree. If you guys need more info, check out Conway Kootenay's post on that.
Conway Kootenay, Smudge Pan himself. Yeah, and not only that, though, in the Wigamagan, there's fires in the Northwest Territories as well.
Yeah, the North and the West, I said.
And they're all coming to Edmonton as evacuees. So my question to you, in the Wigamagan, have you seen fires like this in BC
were a kid? Nope. I remember even as we traveled throughout British Columbia, because my mom's from the Fraser Valley in the West Coast area. It's where she grew up. And I've honestly never... My whole childhood, I don't remember things like this happening. And that's pretty alarming. You know, we really got to take into consideration our Gigawi Noaski, our Mother Earth, and the state she's in. And I know that the different things that you can go to now, especially after the pandemic, a lot of people are like complaining about the paper straws and wooden stuff like that. But even little changes like that, let's hope that they help make a difference in all this, because it's kind of like it's eerie when you see smoke coming and you don't know where it's from, but you know it's a huge fire somewhere. And if it can reach as far as us where we are, then that's when you know it's pretty intense.
Well, actually, right into the States, too, from what I remember, people saying that our Canadian fires are going right into the...
But they have fires there, too. You guys see what happened there in Maui? You know, all the indigenous people. I follow a few on TikTok, and it's devastating, all of this. So that's why we want to send our prayers and good feelings and energy out to the people of Hawaii, as well as the Northwest Territories and Yukon and British Columbia right now. They're, you know, all those places have some pretty out of control fires. And shout out to all of the firefighters out there who are battling these to, you know, try save people's properties and lands and keep people safe and putting them out. And, you know, I think that's a job that goes unrecognized a lot of the times.
That's a lot of work that the firefighters have to deal with. I see firefighters were coming in from South America as well. And
South Africa as well.
South Africa. Did I say that right?
South Africa.
South America. Why am I saying South America?
But I guess wildfires are a big thing over there too.
In South Africa?
Yeah.
You see, am I saying it right?
Their terrain, sure? Okay. Their terrain is really dry and stuff in some parts over there, like their desert stuff. So I'm pretty sure that was earlier this summer. I remember seeing that. But if you are in the Edmonton area, we're going to switch topics up a little bit here. If you are in the Edmonton area, tomorrow, Thursday, the 24th, come on out to the first ever inaugural event. It's the Two-Spirit Powwow. It's a part of Pride Week here in Edmonton. All dancers, come on out. And the first 6 groups will get paid, and all the dancers will be paid. There's Tiny Tots, Golden Age, juniors, teens, and adults. It's only one session, you guys. You can make some extra sunyao, some gas money to go to the next Batsumuin wherever you are this weekend. I do believe the only one happening in Alberta is Paul Band.
Yeah, Paul Band this weekend. And then, you're right. That's the
And Alexander's also and a Alexander. Traditional.
Way to go, honey.
It's a traditional powwow. Paul Band's competition. And then if you're a little bit more of a traveler, there's Soto in Saskatchewan. What else is
Ochapways?
Beardies. Yep. So those are all the powwows that we know of this weekend. And I do know Beardies, Ochap, Soto, and Paul Band are all the competition powwows, and everything else happening at the time are all traditional powwows. So wherever you are, go on out, get yourself a good Indian taco, and enjoy the festivities.
Go on out and get yourself a big, long corn dog and enjoy that all night.
I don't think they would have corn dogs at our powwows up here.
What's that? No corn
dogs. Those are
dogs.
Some stuff happening. But again, all of you powwow people, come on out to Church Hill Square. I do believe that we were going. When's grand entry? You're the arena director. 12 or 1?
It's at 12. We're going to start at 12.
And then we're going to be done before 6, you guys. And then if you stick around, you can see the Hallucination, formerly known as Tribe Called Red. They're performing tomorrow night as well as Shaylazon LaRue and Quanta Styles, and you know they are gonna have all kinds of fun stuff there. Come on out, stick around for Church Hills at Church Hill Square. We're gonna be starting off with a powwow, and later that evening they're turning it into a show venue. It's gonna be some good stuff, open to everybody. Powwow is free. Come on out. It's going to be a good time.
Bring your regalia. Bring your regalia.
Your regalia, cheers.
Yeah, bring your regalia and your costumes, mana. And then your drums. Come out and sing. Let's celebrate with our two spirit relatives. We have a lot of... we're just so excited to be a part of this. You know, when our friend, our niece Jazz, Boyd, Whiskey Jack, reached out to us.
A.K.A. Geesick, Whiskey Jack.
Geesick. A.K.A.
Cedar Tea.
You know, he had this vision about, I would think about 3 years ago, the first time we did something for him in Edmonton. And then it went from there and it snowballed into what it is today. So we're really proud of them coming as far
and you know
to
what?
Where they are today.
The cool thing about the two-spirit powwow, it's not just for, you know, our two-spirit relatives. It's celebrating all of our two-spirit relatives, but it's open to everybody. If you even if you can be non-Indigenous, come check it out. And actually, when I was talking about it being an inaugural event, two-spirit powwows have been happening all over. I do believe the first one was in San Francisco. They just had one over there, I believe, in Texas or Oklahoma. But they've been having them all over. And this is the first time in our whole province that we had a two-spirit powwow. It's going to be a good time. I don't know if you guys heard that.
That was our eagle.
Our eagle, a.k.a. our daughter, Ava.
Yeah, she's hungry. She wants some wawa. She wants some porridge. But again, it's the reality of what we have to do for our show sometimes when we record this at home.
Yeah,
sometimes we do have.
And then, when we do have an opportunity to go in like that, we will be having someone join us today, so stay tuned for that. Again, you guys, we just want to shout out to the Edmonton Pride Fest and the Two Spirit Indigia House is the company. I don't know if we call them company, but they are the organization that will be putting up the Two Spirit Powwow. Me, myself, and Mr. Waskahat here are both on the powwow committee for the Two Spirit Powwow. Come on out tomorrow at noon. Come early. Find a place to sit. There will be vendors there, and we will have everything done by 6 o'clock. So dancers, come on out. Everybody will be paid, and the first 6 drums. So all you powwow drums, come on out. Make a little bit extra money for this weekend.
Yeah, and then we're going to have like a little mini round dance towards the end. So while you Nagamawinawak, if you're coming out there to come bring your powwow drums, please bring an extra hand drum. And we'll have a wonderful, wonderful hand drum song.
It's going to be good, though, guys. Come on out. And this is powwows honoring our two-spirit relatives. There will be a two-spirit special for all of our two-spirit dancers out there. There's also a Métis jigging special. But we're going to be dancing all the categories, men's, women's, jingle, everything. Everything's going to be danced, all different age categories, and everybody will be paid. So come on out. We're inviting all of our powwow dancers and singers and spectators. Come on out. You don't have to to be indigenous. I don't know how many times I get asked this, though, if powwow is only for indigenous people. It's not. You guys, come on out. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, stamote, wapskuyas, kaskadewias, sekwatsasak, opitatewak. Gakio, neuino, wak, astamote, astam peitote, come and patsimu in with us. It's going to be a wonderful time.
And again,
time. It's
just going to be outside and Churchill Square, you know, it's a beautiful area. You guys, come on. I should check the weather too. I'm sure it's going to be nice. Let's pray that we're going to have nice weather tomorrow. But it's just going to be a one-session powwow. One session. Downtown, Churchill Square, Edmonton, Alberta. Everything starts at noon. Dancers come on early. I do believe registration starts at 10. And you have to be registered to receive your honorarium. So come on out.
So right after that, like once the powwow is done, we're going to go all over to the Rogers place there in Edmonton. Then we're going to go color on the Rogers windows there for the Oilers. And then we're going to celebrate with the statue with Wayne Gretzky. And we're going to take the powwow to the Wayne Gretzky statue. So come on out, guys.
Actually, we're going to be carrying in his statue.
We're going to carry in Wayne Gretzky's flake staff and statue. And make sure you guys come on. I'm so excited to
where
come out
got,
there.
Where's the Confeds heading this weekend?
I think the Confeds, well, we have a choice of going to Paul Bann or Soto. But, you know, I think Paul Bann might be the place because we're going to be in Edmonton on Thursday. I have meetings on Monday, so I think it just makes sense that I could do that there.
I'll be gone this weekend as well. I think I could come for Friday, wherever you guys go, because Saturday I'm going to be heading on over to Vancouver. They have an Indigenous music festival happening there called Circles Fest. I'll be a part of that Saturday and Sunday. I head on over to Dakota Dunes by Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, for their back to school shindig that they have for all their youth there. I'm the dinner entertainment. Then Monday I fly back to Edmonton.
Oh, that's,
you know what? I could probably even drive back to Edmonton.
I was just thinking, so you might be able to come Friday and then come Sunday?
Maybe, but I'd have to rent a car.
Because your kids will really miss you if you're not there.
My kids. You mean they'll probably be ranking out at you or whatever, Powell. Boy, yesterday, you know what? I always tell Dallas when I'm left alone with my kids or I have to do stuff. Like, I don't think I could ever be a single mother. Like, I'm not built for that. But shout out to all of our single parents out there. You know, yesterday I had to bring our son, Nicosis Ambrose, to get to his dental surgery. And oh, man, I was like, you know, whenever you see those little Nahio kids out there with silver teeth, just know that it's a process when you bring them in to get those done. Now, both of our little ones have silver teeth, so I guess you can say they're officially res kids. The funny thing about that is our kids never grew up on the res. But I myself, too, I was one of those silver tooth res kids, and I had no front teeth. Now my son Ambrose, he got both of his front teeth taken out, and I always tell him, you know, now you look exactly like your mom. But you guys, stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.